Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I want to share with you this morning about being steadfast. I mean, you think about it, you know, being steadfast in the Lord, steadfast in the Lord. It makes me think about, you know, when, watch, you know, think about 1 Corinthians 15:58. He says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain. You know, it makes me think about when, you know, we're walking out this prophecy, you know, for 10 years, we're walking out this prophecy. And in that prophecy, let me grab my water over here. In that prophecy, you know, it's Malachi 4, 5, and 6. And with that, in that prophecy, I was just driven. You know, I'm trying to get in touch with that. Remember, I was just driven to prophesy, you know, Malachi 4, 5, and 6. I mean, God just took a hold of me. And we see why. I mean, obviously, this last two generations are basically father. I mean, everybody has a father. I mean, the way you got here, you know, even if it happened in a science lab, it boils down to somebody is your father. And so it's not the fact that you actually have a biological father or mother. The question is, have you been fathered? Have you been mothered? And so, and God is a father. And if the enemy can change our perspective of fathering, he can change our perspective of God. And that's what he wants to do. And so he wants to be able to kind of mess that up. And so I was driven, totally driven, you know, obviously by God, to just prophesy. And for 10 years nonstop, and you remember those days, you know, where I'm counseling people that helping them get married at 2 o'clock in the morning with a cell phone on my shoulder while I'm pushing a sign in the ground that says this year's, you know, father and son wilderness event. We're going to go and turn the hearts of the fathers and, you know, meeting with all the different businesses, Rotary Clubs, Kiwana, it's going to church to church. And even to the governor's office, you remember Governor Jeb Bush and, Governor Chris. Chris Jersey. Anyway, the governor, after Jeb, you know, invited me to, it was so loud, it was so resounding that people began to respond to as far away as Indore, India. And today, I know that Pray Deep, you may be listening today, Pray Deep, but just want to give you a shout out from the beautiful shores of the Gulf Coast, the Emerald Gulf Coast, and to you in Pennsylvania. I'm excited about Steve coming to. I know Steve was already up there already, and I understand he's going to be there in August with a brand new church plant, and it's going to be a VFN Pittsburgh. We're very excited about that, and it's just cool to see what God's doing, and it's so cool to see Pray Deep and Steve kind of come together. And you know, he's from India, so he's more of a vegan in regards to how he eats and stuff. And remember, we were eating over Frank's house, you know, and Frank's from Kentucky. He's you know, country, and just, you just love talking to Frank. It's just so fun. And so we're sitting around the table and we're eating, and Pray Deep's there, and Pray Deep's looking at all this chicken we had on the table, and Pray Deep says, "Ugh, I just the thought of it, you know, it's like body parts, legs, thighs, and all kind of stuff." And like, we're eating this chicken up, but he's like, "No, I can't even think about it." And then he, of course, all the spicy rice and stuff that was going on. And I remember Frank going, "I can't hear a word he's saying." I'm like, "He's right there, Frank. He's like right there beside you." That was so funny. And so it's just really cool. And so, you know, in that, I remember we were preparing for a business luncheon. We had businessmen that we gathered from around the city, and we were going to prophesy to them as we were prophesying to everybody. And it was a luncheon that we had scheduled for them, and we had Anise, who's just a beautiful cook in regards to how she can throw something together. And Anise, if you're listening, we love you. You know, we miss you as part of that team. Oh, yeah. And I know that you had things to do, and But I just know that she knocked that puppy out and had a beautiful lunch in the store. And so we're actually building on to what's now the studios, but we're adding the secret place on at that time. Mm-hmm. And so with that, they hadn't finished the full construction yet. And so I'm getting ready and getting all my paperwork ready and all of our things and our videos. And we're going to give a testimony about, you know, not only are we telling you the hearts need to turn, but, you know, for years now we've been going in the wilderness. And what we would do is this. And we would actually go into the wilderness and take fathers and their sons, and we would take mentors and the fatherless sons who actually didn't have a father. Mm-hmm. And we called them the fatherless and the father forgotten. And the father forgotten is somebody who actually has a biological father in the family, mm-hmm. but they've forgotten them.
Right.
And we go into the wilderness, and God would just do awesome things. And we'll be sharing more with you about that. And you can find out more at greglancasterministries.org and click on Next Step Outback to find out more. But I'm preparing in my office, and all of a sudden a storm comes, and it just begins to storm and rain. We're used to anytime we do something, it's pretty much going to thunder. You know, if I wrote a book, one of the chapters would be, you know, learn how to camp in the rain, get over it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it's tough to pray against weather. I know Jesus said, peace be still, but we tried all that. it reminds me of, Steve Hill with the Brownsboro Revival. The hurricane was coming in those days, you know, and of course God was moving so powerfully. Your faith is just so high. Mm-hmm. So he runs out there to the beach. He stands on the shore. He holds his hands up to that big, huge hurricane coming in. And he rebukes it, and all of a sudden this big gust of wind happens, and he says he runs and jumps in his car and takes off. And then it hits, you know, God's totally in control, and, you know, Jesus did everything that the Father told him to do, you know, and it's so important. We'll talk more about that, but, you know, it's not our will. It's his will being done, so we just got to pay attention. And sometimes God will give you an unction to do something. He'll speak to you about doing something. That's when you do it. But if you do it outside of that, and God doesn't mind you being humbled, and he doesn't mind you know, he doesn't mind you camping in the rain.
No, he does not.
So anyway, it's raining, and I have all these men and women, the businessmen and women, at the particular place where we were going to have lunch, and we had all of our projection systems set up, and it was just, beautifully done. But I'm preparing to get there to begin to speak, and in my office, all of a sudden, it just starts raining. I mean, it was pouring in the office. It's raining in the office. Because the roof wasn't fully on, I guess, on the next part, it rained in there and it flooded under the bottom plate of the exterior wall because that slab was higher, and it poured all the way in. And I'm standing, now you got to get it, I'm standing in about 2 inches of water preparing to prophesy, trying to gather as much as I can to be able to take as many fatherless in the wilderness so God can move. I mean, and so I'm in about 2 inches of water standing there. And I'm just stacking my paperwork up. It didn't bother me. We've been through so much. You know, see, some people say, that's it. My office is flooding. It's like,
yeah,
it's over. You know, I'm just stacking it up and making sure I have all my things in order. But I'm standing in 2 inches of water. In 2 inches of water, I'm standing there. And it doesn't even faze me. Why? Because you understand, when you're going to do something for God, you got to be steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that second heaven, or Ephesians 6 and 12, we call it second heaven, which is powers, principality. The devil is not going to go, oh, well, cool, you're fixing to blow my kingdom out of the water, and you're going to rescue people who I have captive, and you're going to set them free, and they're going to serve Jesus and not me. Cool. That's not what he's going to do. And so just, you know, here my office is flooding out, 2 inches of water. They're sitting there waiting for me, so I have seconds trying to get to this across the town situation. And as I was stacking the paperwork up on my desk, lightning comes in my office, and it meets. It's like two bolts of lightning come through my office, strike right over my desk, mind you, right over my desk. And it goes like, pow! And then fragmented, I don't know what it is, maybe it's dust particles or something, mm-hmm. fell on my arm. I could feel the heat from the lightning falling on my arm.
Wow.
And so I just finished stacking my paperwork up. Didn't even stop. Didn't have a chance. I didn't have time to be amazed.
Right, you know what right.
I mean? And I went down there, and you guys had done a wonderful job of setting up. You know, it was beautiful, and everybody was just serving. It was wonderful, and the business community felt so loved because of that. And so I got up, and I began to prophesy to them. You got to agree. I come out of 2 inches of flood. I came out of lightning strikes. You know, I got wet soles. You know what I'm saying? My shoes have been baptized. And so I'm there, and I just deliver. I deliver the prophetic word.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
And we play the testimonies and what God's doing through the Next Step Outbacks and what's going on. And so all God was touching the father's hearts and the son's hearts, and you'll hear more about that. But in that, their hearts just begin to be touched, and they begin to weep. And I remember a businessman coming up to us and going, you know, oh my goodness, how can I help? This is so important. And they stayed with us for a long period of time during this 10-year prophecy and stood with us to make sure that we could be out there in the wilderness. What am I saying? I'm saying this. You know, how many times do people just throw their hands up and quit because they get a flat tire? Or, right, you know, you're going to go serve God, you're going to do what the Lord said to you, and all of a sudden somebody don't like you no more. You know, somebody starts calling you names, or, you know, or the religious folk tell you, you know, that's not religiously correct. What, to be there for the fatherless? Come on.
Right.
You know, and what we found out quite often, did we not, that it was the businessman and the businesswoman, it was the corporations, it was the secular, if you would, people in the world that said, listen, we need this. We need this. You remember that?
Oh yeah.
And the sheriff was going, listen, if we do this, it will prevent crime. If we actually get a mentor, mm-hmm, in these boys' life, if we get a father to pay attention to his children. I mean, they were all behind us. Now, the church, they just kind of like, it was really, you know, it was just, we learned a lot. We didn't just get here overnight, did we? Mm-hmm. We love the church, but we understand that we got to rise to the occasion. That's our place. You know, we need to be there. Every one of us need to be there. Mm-hmm. And I like what Charles Simpson says. He says, I truly believe that even if a dog comes to town preaching Jesus, throw him a bone. You know, we should always be for what God is doing. You know, we should help those who are in doing a work for God. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what Jesus said when the disciples turned to him. They said, you know, who is these people? We don't know who those people are. That meant, and Jesus said, listen, oh, stop. He said, you know, if they're for us, mm-hmm, they're not against us.
Right.
Don't stop them. They're preaching. They're preaching Jesus, you know,
yep,
and to encourage. And so, you know, with that, I want to encourage you to stay steadfast. Think about that. Lightning strikes, 2-inch floods, all this is going on. You have all these people preparing this lunch and laboring and all these things going on. But I want to encourage you this morning. 1 Corinthians 15:58, he says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know this, that your work for the Lord is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. Of course, the adversary, the devil, is going to tell you, it's useless. What are you doing? You might as well throw your hands up. But God's going, this is so wonderful. I'm just so excited, mm-hmm, about what you're doing. And all those boys, which a lot of them are even men today, some of the ones that came in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I can't wait to meet them. But we met some of them already. I remember when John came to town, he was at a drive-through restaurant, and one of the boys who was there leaned out the window and was talking to him, and they remembered him as
Essay.
And so it's just so cool to see. I know that one of, I believe it was Jeremiah, who was just touched by God in a powerful way in these prophetic events, now as a youth pastor, you know, pastoring youth. And this, I remember when Amber was at the IHOP internship in, mm-hmm, Kansas, she was sitting at a desk and a room full of students there, and the guy next to her begins to talk to her and finds out that he actually went to one of the father and son. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go to Next Step Outback, or go to greglancasterministries.org, and you can find a little bit more. We'll be right back with you in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.